Well, Peter, down to the last round of games in the group stages, and well, one or two issues decided, and still a lot to be decided. Maybe you could tell us first of all about what is decided.
Yeah, well, there's I think three teams that are definitely through to the last eight in the senior championship, and there two of them are in the one group. You have McCool's and Kilcar, and then Gidore. And the other group that are through, they're guaranteed to get through, but it's probably they want to get through as winners. And I suppose that'll be the battle in Kilcar and McCool's group as well. They meet on Saturday night, and they'll want to go through as winners because that's the best chance of avoiding, I suppose, some of the top-notch teams in the last eight draw.
Yeah, and St. Michael's probably close as well, aren't they?
St. Michael's, you know, it would take a mathematical something of very big proportions to actually change for them not to go through as well.
Yeah, and who else is in the hunt?
Well, it would look like in, we'll say, Glenswilly's group, that Glenswilly, if they win, they would go through. And then it'll be a straight battle between Ardra and Undorn. In the St. Michael's group, I suppose the game in Termon, between if Four Masters can get a result there, they'll be true. But if Termon were to get a result, then the calculators would be out, and you know it could be it could go down to the wire again.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the couple of teams that probably obviously trying to avoid that relegation spot as well, because the four bottom teams go down, don't they?
Yes, and that's a battle, I suppose. The one, there's a very big battle in Milford where in the group that's already decided of who's going to be in the draw for the quarterfinals. You have Milford meeting Killybegs. And, you know, some people would regard it as a dead rubber, but it's certainly not a dead rubber for those two teams because both of them would want to stay in the senior championship. And it'll be interesting to see, I suppose, Killybegs will be hoping that maybe Owen Bond Gallagher would be recover from his hamstring injury, because it's going to be a very big ask for them to go to Milford without him. I've seen the two teams in recent weeks, and you know, if Owen Bond weren't to be available for Killybegs, then you'd nearly fancy Milford to maybe avoid that relegation playoff.
Yeah, and of course Milford would probably gone into that group as one of the favourites to come out, along with Kilcar.
Yeah, well, certainly at the start when they had the home game, but I suppose it was the first game in Mileview Park that they were undone by McCool's and undone by, you know, a margin which we wouldn't have thought of at the time, and they were on the back foot after that. They played reasonably well at times against Kilcar last week, but they never looked like winning the game, and Kilcar weren't at full strength, obviously, without Patrick McBurty and Ryan McHugh. They had Stephen McBurty sent off. But they looked comfortable enough in disposing of Milford. But I suppose Milford wouldn't have been expecting to win that game when they were planning at the start. They were probably planning to win their home games against McCool's, and then if they could beat Killybegs in the last game, then they'd be through. But yeah, now it's a relegation battle.
Yeah, you've covered that game. That's Milford and Killybegs. That's in Group D, and as you mentioned, the other game in Group D is McCool's and Kilcar. Some would say that they're not playing for much, but then others would say, well, the number one spot you avoid, well, a big hitter have the potential to avoid a big hitter in the semi final or the quarter final.
Yeah, that's what's at stake, and it was mentioned during the week that Barry Doherty said in the aftermath of the Milford game that he might want to rest a few players, but with Stephen McBurty out and probably a big question mark over whether Ryan McHugh will be back, he'll probably need to use the best team he has, and even then it might be a big ask against the McCool's team that are on the crest of a wave at the moment. You know, on known form, Kilcar will go into the game as favourites. But it'll be a difficult game for them. McCool's have plenty of firepower. They've been putting up big scores. And if they put up a score like that on Saturday night, then, you know, the there's a possibility of a shock, even though I suppose Kilcar would have to get the nod.
Yeah, I suppose McCool's are one of those sleeping giants. I suppose a club with great tradition, won promotion, have done very well this year.
They've done very well at underage in the last number of years as well, and you know they have some of those young players coming through. And yeah, it'd be good for the game in the county if they're back contesting at senior level. Like they've been in the senior championship for a long number of years now, but probably haven't been a factor. But you know, given the scores they've been up in the first couple of games, if they can repeat that, they could be a dark horse.
Anyway, the Milford and Kennebecs and McCools and Kilcar, those games are on this evening, and there's two other games on this evening as well. St. Michael's, two wins from two so far, home to Mallon, who I suppose got their championship back on track last weekend with a big win against Terman.
Yeah, you would fancy St. Michael's, you know, at home. They've been going well. They probably just done enough last week against Four Masters, and they had a big win against Terman in their first game. And it's very, very hard to see Mallon going to the bridge and overturning St. Michael's.
Yeah. And then the other game in that group, you've also mentioned it earlier, is Terman at home to Four Masters. Terman, I suppose, have been the big disappointment so far of the championship.
Yeah, they have been surprising, in the league and championship, that they've been very poor in the last five or six games. Four Masters have gone to Terman and beaten them in the league, beaten them heavily. And then Four Masters have gone on a run when they looked like they were going to be relegated, and they saved themselves, and they had a good win over Mallon in the first round. No match for St. Michael's last week, and they'd be a bit worried. They only scored 4 points, two in each half, and I think they only scored 1 point from play over the full hour. They'll have to improve on that, because you know the Terman, you would expect that there would be a kick in them, and the fact that they lost to Four Masters in the league in recent times, you would expect that they might turn Four Masters over. You'd expect that there has to be one big game in Terman, and if they were to do so, it'd be interesting to see who goes through.
Yeah, they probably still need a big score.
They probably do, because they lost to Mallon, and if it come down to a three-way tie, they probably are in the poorer position. So you know, even at this stage, it may be beyond them to get that score, but it could make an interesting night for calculators if they were to turn Four Masters over.
Anyway, on to tomorrow, and the big game tomorrow, I suppose, is Niamh Connell and St. Junan's. We'll talk about that in a minute, but we'll go to Group A first. Glenswilly lost on their opening game away to Ardragh, won last week, so got their championship back on track. At home to Burt tomorrow evening, yeah.
Yeah, Glenswilly, you know, they're always a very, very good championship team. And yes, any team that has Michael Murphy in it and Neil Gallagher around the middle of the field, you can never discard them. They put up 215 last week against Bundoran in what was a great game of football by all accounts. But you know, Michael Murphy getting a goal after 9 seconds, so that would light up any ground. And you know, he's capable of doing that any day. And Burt have, you know, it's probably a big ask for them to be, you know, to be contending in the senior championship. So it's difficult to see them going to Glenswilly and putting it up to Glenswilly. You know, you'd expect Glenswilly to win that game, you'd expect them to win it comfortably.
Glenswilly, that'll put Glenswilly through, and as you mentioned at the outset, the big game in this group is our draw at home to Bundoran. It's a winner-take-all tie, this one.
Yeah, but it's one that, you know, for Bundoran to be in the reckoning, they have to win the game. I think they may have to win it by maybe about 4 points to surpass the score difference. So that's an added factor to the game. I think I don't know what happens if it's 3 points. They would actually be level with Ardra, but Ardra only need a draw, and you know they've shown this year maybe in the doldrums a little bit in recent times. You know, in Division Two, where they probably think they're a Division One team all the time. They've maybe suffered a wee bit in Division Two, but their championship pedigree is still there. And that result against Glenswilly in the first round has certainly given them a lift. And it's going to be difficult for Bundoran to turn them over. And the worry is, and a lot of people associated or fans of Bundoran would say, can Bundoran put two big games back to back? They had a big game against Glenswilly. They gave it their all and they just came up short. But if they score 2-11 in our draw, then I think that they may get the result. Whether they have enough to actually get through, have the winning margin, that remains in doubt. So you'd have to fancy that Ardra would still be the favourites to go through to the last eight.
And as we said, in Group B, it's Niamh Connell, St Junans, and before that, Gweedore already. Well, they are through, actually, even though they want to go through on top. They're away to Dunloe, who struggled this year and already in relegation trouble.
Yeah, it'll be very difficult for Dunloe to turn them over, even though they have them at home. And, you know, traditionally they do quite well against Gweedore, but Gweedore are, there seem to be a different animal this year. They were not back last year at the semi-final stage, rather surprisingly, because they were probably nearly been rated as favourites to win it last year. This year, they've been clinical in all they've done. After beating St Junans and Niamh Connell, you would expect them that they'll top the group, they'll beat Dunloe. So that leaves it down to, the biggest game of all at the weekend, will be in Davy Brennan Memorial Park.
I'm not sure about it, maybe the best game, but certainly it'll be the biggest game.
Yeah, you wouldn't be sure that it'll be the best game because there's so much at stake. It's going to be very difficult for either team maybe to go all out. Certainly, I don't think there'll be any gung-ho from either side. At the moment, you know, Niamh Connell, Dermot Malloy hasn't featured. Whether he features tomorrow or not remains to be seen. But it would be a big boost for Niamh Connell if he were able to play, because he has been their scorer in chief, I suppose, for a number of years. And when he's on the field, they're a much better team. So if he isn't able to play, you'd have to fancy that St Junans probably would fancy themselves. They will fancy themselves anyway because they have that inner confidence. But there's going to be one big team not in the last eight. That's the bare facts.
Yeah. If the Brick Malloy doesn't make it, could Junans be tempted to maybe go to give it a lash and go for it?
Well, I'd say, you know, if Dermot isn't playing, you know, given the talent that's on both sides, you would find it hard for Niamh Connell to get the scores that they need. Malloy would be worth maybe a goal and 3 or 4 points, or worth 6 or 7 points to them in total in any game. That's going to be hard, very, very hard to replace against, you know, the quality that St Junans have. Now, St Junans probably haven't been setting the world on fire up front either this year, relying heavily on Niall O'Donnell. They'll probably need to up their game, and you know, they're without Keelan Ward. He'll be a big loss after getting a straight red. I presume he's out for tomorrow, so it'll even it a little bit. But you know, if Malloy isn't playing, I would have to fancy St Junans to go through.
And if he is playing, it could be.
Oh, if he's playing and is anywhere near 100% fit, then, you know, you have to give Niamh Connell a good chance. At home, they're going to be difficult to beat. But just I just have the fancy for St Gillian's at the moment.